overall, the price since 2006 has gone up. I know you just mentioned, you know, you've only been tracking since 2005, but so a year into it, it's been on a constant uphill trend. What's changed since then?
Yeah, well, a lot has changed in 15 years. Back then in the mid-2000s, a lot of the frozen fish, frozen sockeye, went to Japan. A lot of it was canned, and so that went into canned markets. And now Japan and the canned markets probably taking less than 20%, maybe even less than 15% of the sort of wholesale value share. And so we're really seeing a shift in markets as well as product form. Obviously, people are aware there's a lot more fillets being produced. There's a lot more fish being sold in the U.S. as well as Canada, kind of the North American market. And so that has really grown the value of the resource. I mean, back in 2006, the first wholesale sales amounted to $241 million, not adjusted for inflation. So, you know, it's a little bit apples to oranges here, but that figure is now running consistently over $500 million. We've seen the ex-vessel price grow as a result of that as well. And of course, it's not a straight line. It's not that we see it tick up the same amount each year, but just in general, back in the mid-2000s, the final Bristol Bay sockeye price was generally around 60 to 70 cents. And now the last few years, we've seen it kind of bounce from a 104 last year is what Fish and Game has for their preliminary final estimate. But it's been up as high as $1.60 in 2018. So, yeah, I'd say development in new markets, expanding product forms like fillets. And of course, that's been driven by increasing and improving quality. That's all allowed this fishery and the markets it sells into to really change and kind of evolve for the better, right? I mean, we've seen these values go much higher. It's really a success story, I'd say, as far as the fishery and the supply chain. And fishermen have done better as a result.
Yeah, that's really interesting to hear just quality and different type of processing, and that kind of turns the price.
Yeah, and I should add, I mean, we've been now for the last 5 years, if this season keeps going the way it is, this might be the sixth year in a row of harvest over 200 million pounds. And back in the mid-2000s, it was more like 150 to 175 million. So, you know, working with a little bit less fish, which partly explains why that total first wholesale figure was a little smaller. But really, it's you know, more being driven by higher prices, both at the wholesale and ex-vessel level.